Deep in the heart of Sierra Leone lies a deadly epidemic. It goes by the name Kush, a synthetic poison that has claimed an average of 12 lives per week in the country. The recipe for this deadly drug is ever-changing. A lethal mix of chemicals, herbs, cannabis, disinfectant, and even human bones. And the cost? Just 20 pence. Yes, for less than the price of a cup of coffee, young people in Sierra Leone can become enthralled by this substance that reduces them to mindless zombies after just one hit. From the poorest slums to the most affluent neighborhoods, Kush has infiltrated every level of society, leaving destruction in its wake. This is the chilling reality facing Sierra Leone today, a nation besieged by a new and deadly threat. Despite its destructive nature and illegal status, Kush continues to be sold and consumed openly on the streets. Welcome to No Tears for Black Girls, a true crime podcast written and produced by award-winning author John Reed Berg. Make sure to hit that subscribe button on our YouTube channel and follow us on all social media platforms. You can also download our episodes on the Alive Podcast app or stream them from your preferred platform. Get ready to hold your breath as we dive into the depths of darkness. Let's begin.
Although Kush is illegal, it's bought and sold here openly. It doesn't take long to identify the local dealer. He agrees to speak to us anonymously.
You know, your business is destroying lives, destroying families, destroying young people.
I know that, but jobs are not available. That's why we are doing it.
So this is, you're saying this is the only way you can earn money?
Yeah, this is the only way.
Can you tell us the components?
I don't know, because don't mix it. When they come with it, we buy. We are the small dealer. It is good, we buy. It is not good, we not buy.
Street dealers seem to know little about the product they are selling. Analysis has shown opioids like fentanyl and tramadol are often mixed in. But in the last few months, shocking rumors have emerged about a new ingredient. Police suspect people are grinding up human bones and adding them to the mix.
We have come to one of the main cemeteries in Freetown because we are told that local communities are forming groups to stop the grave robbers. They are called Friends of the Dead.
We are not like friends to go to talk to the dead.
David Dean is the man in charge here.
Just take a documentary of you.
Yeah.
He agrees to show me around.
We have many, many destructions. Even this is other. There is no even remains inside here.
We have heard that people are digging to find human bones and making it kush.
That's what the message that I'm getting here, that the breaking of the graves here is about that.
It's about what?
About taking bones and make kush.
Oh, this is another one?
Yes. Yeah.
Come.
Here.
See inside, come here.
So the coffin and everything is there, but they just took the bones.
Yeah.
Wow.
They're taking all the bones.
They're taking the bones.
Yeah.
How many graves destroyed, you said?
It's more than thousands.
More than 1,000 graves.
Yeah.
At the country's only mental health hospital, Dr. Jusu Matia has seen the recipe change over time.
You know, it's an ever-changing phenomenon. One time you hear they have added formalin, before you know it, they have added something else. But the recent substance that has been added now is the human bone.
I'm trying to understand why would they go that far to dig graves and use human bones.
But what we know is that human bones contains a lot of sulfur, and sulfur has the potential of giving that feeling of high, especially when taken in at high concentrations and when inhaled, because it goes directly to the brain.
85% of patients here are Kush users. Dr. Jusu fears the epidemic could destabilize the entire country.
It's a big crisis, given the fact that the youthful population that should be vibrant, should be working, or maybe going to universities to plan for the future, are the ones that are being targeted.
Meet Mohammed, a 25-year-old who spends his days scavenging for garbage and his nights lost in a Kush-induced haze. With an addiction costing him nearly £8 a day, it's no wonder that this drug has taken hold in a country where the average annual income is less than £400. But Mohammed is not alone. He and his friends gather in a dilapidated shack amidst filth and pigs to smoke kush all day long. This dangerous drug made its appearance 6 years ago and has been wreaking havoc ever since. According to officials, kush is a synthetic attempt to replicate the natural THC found in cannabis, but with the added kick of ground-up human bones containing sulfur that intensifies its effects. This horrifying discovery explains why thousands have reportedly dug up graves in search of bones to add to their next batch of kush. As the drugs took hold of him, Abu Bakar's once vibrant dreams faded into the shadows. He sits among the discarded souls on a landfill outside Freetown, one of over 1,000 trapped in this cycle of destruction. "The drugs stole everything from me," he confesses to Channel 4 News. "My focus, my passion, my very existence." But Abu is not alone in his descent into darkness. Another survivor reveals that these drugs transport users to a terrifying realm where self-recognition is impossible. And despite witnessing deaths of friends and acquaintances, they can't resist its grip. These victims spend their days sifting through garbage, hoping to find something valuable enough to trade for another hit. But the drug they seek is no ordinary substance. It's a sinister concoction of chemicals and human bones, carefully crafted by underworld syndicates to replicate the effects of cannabis. Abu and his fellow victims are just a fraction of those impacted by this epidemic. Sierra Leone's only psychiatric hospital, once a relic from British colonial times, is now overwhelmed with young addicts brought in by desperate relatives. As the death toll rises and graves are desecrated for skeletal remains, one thing is certain. The deadly allure of this drug shows no signs of slowing down. And for Abu Bakar and countless others like him, their dreams have been consumed by its relentless grip. The state of mental health in Sierra Leone is dire, where the use of kush has led to a staggering 60% of admissions at the country's only psychiatric facility. Meet Jusu Matia, the acting medical superintendent and resident psychiatrist who has dedicated his life to helping those suffering from addiction and psychosis caused by this dangerous drug. At this facility, patients are either heavily intoxicated or experiencing extreme states of psychosis before being admitted for 3 to 6 weeks of treatment. This includes antipsychotic medication, psychotherapy, and social activities such as sports and sewing. Michael Manna, a once-lost 22-year-old student, shares his journey to recovery after battling with kush for years. And while he advises others to abstain from the drug, many addicts have no access to treatment due to limited resources. In a society where resources are scarce, non-governmental organizations like Partners in Health are a lifeline for those struggling with addiction. But the demand for treatment far outweighs the available resources. As Superintendent Mattia grimly states, they can only address the tip of an iceberg. The truth is, kush addiction has ravaged our nation and left countless individuals as mere shells of their former selves, abandoned by society and without hope for recovery. Thank you for tuning in to No Tears for Black Girls, now a part of the Alive Podcast Network, the first Black female-owned and operated network dedicated to amplifying Black voices. If you enjoyed this episode, please show your support by following us on the Alive Podcast app, available on both iPhone and Android. You can also stay connected with us on social media and YouTube at No Tears for Black Girls, or on X at No Tears for BG. Remember to stay loved, stay blessed, and stay safe. Until next time.